Thomas charging through the midfield. Thomas, it's up for grabs now. Thomas, right at the end.
Hello, you are listening to It's Up For Grabs Now. This is the Arsenal podcast. I'm Alan Davis. I have Ian Stone with me this evening.
Good evening, Alan.
Good evening, Ian. How's Finchley?
It's doing all right.
It's all right.
Struggled through from the tube strikes and everything.
Keith couldn't make it because of the tube strike.
Yeah, it's a shame. But what didn't go out all the way out of Walthamstow, did it, tube?
Did it? Apparently
it's like
not.
A horse and cart.
El Presidente is on the picket line. Any excuse not to go into a claustrophobic space. On strike. Oh, excellent. And Tao Papula is here.
He has been stuck down. So he has been stuck down in the tube for four hours.
Do I get to say hello? Are you going to talk over me?
Sorry.
4 hours.
Sorry. I apologise.
Well, we could have said it then instead of moaning. What's the matter with you? You've got a face like a smacked ass.
Well, do you know, I mean, it's defensive.
Cheer up. It's only 2-0.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's defensive errors. Like, I mean, what was Edgar Davids doing with that back pass
for
a start?
Oh, right.
Right. And then secondly, on top of that, you just claw back to 1-1. And then Edgar Davids in the...
What was he playing at the Palace at the weekend?
Palace, mate. Palace.
How old is he?
Oh, this is an Arsenal podcast.
It's a different podcast, isn't it?
sorry.
Timing bastard.
That's why I'm looking pissed off. I don't know what's wrong with you lot.
You are.
What happened yesterday?
You are. QPR coming up, aren't they?
Yeah, good luck to him.
Are we going to talk about any other team?
No, it's about
listen. Europe.
Let's do a QPR podcast.
Ryder Cup,
eh? It all kicked off.
Hey, Dave Thomas, eh? No shin pads, socks around his ankles.
Shin pads.
Second place, Jerry Francis.
Don't give him
a surprise when he was made captain of England. Do you remember any of those
players? I do remember them. I knew that was coming.
And what we're on about there.
Of course I remember them.
What should we talk about? Should we talk about the...
Did QPR come second in 1976?
There you go.
I was one. Michael Holding got 14 for 144 at the Oval.
For QPR.
And do you know that? We have a thing about that Oval test? I was at it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Where were you at?
In the heat wave?
Yeah, the Oval.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah,
I was only 10. I was scoring.
That was the hottest summer, wasn't it? That was
it
when
was.
It was all those yellow patches.
I don't
grass.
Remember it at all. I was one.
Trust us, it was hot.
So, listeners, there are no jokes this week. And no discussion of the
Arsenal. I've got a joke.
If it starts knock knock.
No. I know why we lost. I know why we lost. Because we didn't have our first choice goalkeeper in the team.
I thought he had a blinder, Fabianski.
Yeah, of course he did.
He had a blinder.
There's one little rocky moment when one sort of save stroke scared of the ball coming at him, and he actually did palm it out into the middle of the goal. But apart from that,
he was travelling though, that ball.
Yeah.
They're big boys.
What,
you know?
In the second half?
It's like the lower fourths playing the sixth form when we play them.
They're not as big or much bigger than us they were last year.
Hang on a minute.
Actually, they're 2 stone bigger than us.
Alex is the size of Squillaci and Koscielny put together.
I think the statistics will bear
no one's
out
ever hit a ball.
The statistics are that they are 2 stone heavier than us and 3 inches taller.
That was last season, wasn't it? Oh, it's same
still,
again.
It's still the case.
Our Shavin does bring the average down, though, doesn't he?
It's Groundhog Day. They are still bigger than us, still stronger than us, and they still beat us.
I saw that tweet you got saying we're going to do the same podcast as last season.
We're almost kids.
Yeah, let's do it.
The small matter of...
I don't want to do a new one. This is the difficult thing. Now,
are you upset? Are you low at the moment?
No,
are you low?
Because I sat and watched it with Keith, between us, there are years of experience.
Keith watched it live.
Yeah.
Well, possibly that was a reason then.
It won't count for some reason. You'll have to ask him.
It won't
be the same.
Oh, okay.
And if we didn't score first, there was no chance.
It was a bit.
I don't quite know how, because she only missed that one in the first minute.
He turned round, didn't he? Headed it with a back.
He didn't get
head.
Off the ground for it at all.
It was a bit weird.
He didn't think it was coming to him.
It's a near post flick on. That
aren't
was the
you
idea.
Supposed to think it's coming to you.
Yeah, that's the idea of a near post flick on.
So he misses that, and then
Shamak missed that chance as well.
Shamak had a couple of headers went close.
If you miss, if Chelsea, as soon as Chelsea go one up, I mean, it really that's it, isn't it? It really is it. And it was a great goal, and I did quite like his celebration as well. I know
the reason they beat us 2-0 is because
his celebration.
He looks like a cock, and if you like it, you're a cock as well. Shut up.
But you think
what are you
anyway?
Talking about? You liked his celebration.
When he slammed the thing
and then
did a little pirouette.
It's the dancing. He liked the dancing.
That's
the sort of dancing you want to see. Some sort of dad at a wedding disco.
With a flag pole.
Even a Chelsea fan would say, all right, stop dancing now, did he?
Keith, at your wedding, he was
dancing
like that.
You look an absolute tool. Yeah, well, that sums it up.
There you go. I think that says
and there being a corner flag in the middle of the dance floor at my wedding. Keith had given you the full Roger Miller. Now, the celebration was bollocks, and you know it.
I quite liked it.
The reason why their left-back puts in better crosses than our left-back is because he's a better player. The reason why their centre-half can lamp it in from 30 yards and ours can't is because he's a better player. And the reason why their centre-forward can score 20 times a season and ours can't is because he's a better player. And the reason they're better players is because they cost more money and you have to pay them more, and that's because they're a richer club. So there's not really anything you can do about it. It's a bit like going on a PlayStation and playing FIFA, whatever it is now.
Yeah, 11.
And you come up against a good side. I remember playing years ago when Shevchenko was the most lethal striker in the world, playing for AC Milan.
Right.
And I had him in the European Cup final, and it was 1-1. And a ball got hoofed out from the back, and he headed it in from 30 yards. And it was because his rating was 94 or something, because he was the best striker in the world. And it's a bit like that. These guys are just better players than us.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying to Keith, right? I'm saying I'm gutted. I'm sick of the sight of Didier Drogba. I'm sick of the sight of him. He scores against us every game. And we could have had him when he left Wincamp and went to Marseille.
Yeah.
And Keith pointed out, and he was right, that had we signed him...
We wouldn't have had Thierry.
Well, we would have had Thierry as well. But that's not the point. The point is, had we signed him, we'd have sold him by now. He'd have gone to Real Madrid about 5 years ago for 30 million quid. And then maybe ended up with Chelsea. We wouldn't have him now at 32. We wouldn't have had him for 10 years.
In his prime.
Because we wouldn't have been paying him 150 grand a week or whatever he gets paid.
On the other hand...
We'd have lost him in the same way that we lost Anelka, and we ended up losing Thierry.
On the other hand, we have built a new stadium. I mean, can we maybe keep some perspective?
Yeah, there's a new stadium.
Yeah,
and we had the best... Nice. You say that about Thierry. We did have the best of Thierry. That's not...
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Funny about
that.
I know.
It was fantastic, but that's the point. That's not the point. The point is, Drogba would have signed, but maybe stayed 4 years because he'd have gone. Chelsea can hang on to these people because they got a bottomless pit of money to spend on wages.
The other thing about yesterday
is that they did have their best players playing for them yesterday, and we didn't.
Except for Lampard.
Except for Fat Frank. And then when it came to changing the game, we brought on J. Emmanuel Thomas.
Yeah.
Bless him. and Thomas Wozniacki, who will never score for us again as long as I watch us, which will be for about another week, and then I'm going back to Palace.
Palace reference out of nowhere there.
You won't be mourned. And you'll see it will be filled very quickly.
By who?
By a nicer person.
Oh, we've already got Bradley in.
Yeah.
We've got Bradley in.
Yeah, the good news, Tyre's mate is much nicer bloke than he. And he's much better Arsenal fan, and he really knows his stuff. He's seconds away from coming on the podcast.
Wenger said we were outstanding yesterday, do you hear that?
I know he said
we were outstanding.
It's the same
and
again, point isn't
this
it?
This thing is, like, they don't care if we've got the ball.
No, they let
if
us
they
have
get
the
first goal, they don't care. Ancelotti was outplayed by Wenger at AC Milan in 2008 at the San Siro. Arsenal outplayed them.
Yeah.
And it was an aging team, and he knows all about the way we play. And in that game, it was 85 minutes before Cesc banged it in from 30 yards. We nearly didn't get through then.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how to defend deep, and they're well drilled, and it was incredible. They showed it on Match of the Day when Drogba and Anelka were 30 yards from their own goal, and the rest of the team were behind them.
What was going on there? What was going on?
What was going on is that they were defending.
They were defending.
But there was a point. There was one point when Essien broke, and there was about a 50-yard gap.
Yeah, because they're all sitting deep, and let them play. They're going to keep passing it, and then we'll get it off them, and we'll try and score on the break.
And my God, they are quick on the break.
Don't let them get the first goal, okay, everyone? That's all they say when they go out. We'll get a goal, don't worry about that, because they'll make some cock up at some point and we'll get in. Didier always scores against them, and so if he hadn't scored that goal, then Alex's goal would have been the winner.
If he
hadn't scored that goal, he would have scored another one
they
from
will
somewhere
score.
Else.
When was the last time we kept a clean sheet against them? We beat him 1-0, didn't we?
Drogba
wasn't playing.
I think Lee Dixon's thing on Match of the Day saying we played 33 times against Man United and Chelsea since the unbeaten season, and we've won 6 of them out of those games.
6 epic nights.
Six of the greatest wins
in the history of the club. I can't remember.
2-1 away at Chelsea when Van Persie got the offside goal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that one.
Yeah, I didn't go.
I think that was the only Chelsea victory. I think the other five of Man you.
But look, like
if Chelsea were missing Essien and Drogba and Terry, we surely would have had more of a chance of beating
them.
We had
Van Persie.
Van Persie and Cesc Fabregas.
And Theo as well. Fairly decent players out against their really good players.
So, how do you beat a side then who sits deep and lets you have the ball. Do you just hit it long and try and give them the ball, make them play?
You sit deep and there's a big hole in the middle.
It used to be like when Mourinho's Chelsea played Benitez Liverpool and neither of them wanted the ball. Yeah. They both wanted the other team to have the ball. It was like 1,500 metres where no one wants to be at the front and they end up doing it in about 16 minutes because no one wants to be in the lead.
Give it away and then sit back and then
what would you say? Would you say that we had two or three clear chances? We had one clear, the Koscielny one. Apart from that,
Shamak's
one. Which one? The second half.
That was a good chance.
Yeah.
So you've got to, you've got to take the one chance that you get. Like you say, if we score in the first minute, they come out, we get some space.
So it's basically the same as any Champions League knockout game. Is that if you miss your chance, you're out.
But they're so good and so strong and so big. And fair enough as well. They've got. I've gone a bit gay for Ashley recently because I started liking him. But you just have to put him against. Listen.
What are you talking about?
He's the girlfriend who got away. Come on.
What are you on about? No, I don't get this girlfriend analogy
of
yours.
Listen, I'll tell you. If you listen, I'll tell
you.
He's
a disloyal scumbag.
He's really
shat all over our club. We gave him everything.
And we
went and had a cup
of
tea with Mourinho.
He's the girlfriend who left you, and you hate him for it now. But he's still.
So
really
what are you
good.
On about?
He's still
it
really.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
He's really good. He's three times this year.
I know he's good.
And it hurts
me.
I've
seen him since he was 18.
So I. It hurts.
Do you know
me.
Where he went on loan before he played for Arsenal?
Oh God, here we go. No, do you? Do you, Stoney?
Crystal Palace, you mug! You don't even know your own side.
Oh yeah, well I was an Arsenal fan.
He flipped.
Oh yeah, I remember. Stoney was very quiet.
Genuine Palace fans were texting me going, "You know, I've got a good left back. We're going to try and get him off you permanently."
No, you're not.
He's really good, and our left back
is crap.
And thanks to Zola Markin for this, our left back had six crosses yesterday, and not one of them reached an Arsenal player.
He can't cross shoot.
What's happened to him?
He's never been able to cross or shoot. I can't understand why. He can't do anything, the kid. He's a lovely kid.
When's it turned?
Let's sell him, can we? He's a great guy and
when's
everything.
When's it turned? I don't remember Clichy being this rubbish.
He was pretty rubbish for 2 years. He did get in the... He was in the PFA team of the season, wasn't he? 2008.
Yes.
And we had about nine players in the season because they vote for it in January when we'd only lost one game and we were shoo-ins for the league. Yeah.
Before
until
the injury,
Eduardo's leg fell off. And
can you pass your wine, please?
And Galos, yes. What, the Wyro Cove Sauvignon Blanc?
Cove?
Anything to make
Cove?
This
more
fun.
It's Cove, C-O-V-E.
I thought it was Cove, sorry.
No, it's not
so, yeah, when was Clichy good then? When was Clichy good?
2008.
For a few weeks in 2008.
Yeah.
Good.
Weeks
and then it's all gone wrong. But, you know, Kieran Gibbs comes back.
It wasn't his fault. Nasri should have tracked Ashley for the... Cole, Cashley.
Oh, you can say that. But we were getting pulled all over the place. The whole time. As soon as anyone runs around, we get into a panic. If everyone just stood still, we're like a hotel that goes wrong as soon as a guest arrive. I think that we must just train against the mobile, those free kick wall things. Right, this is the opposition. Pass it now. Look at you. See, you've done them 19-0.
Do you remember how good you were? Yeah, when you
played. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine, Saturday.
When you play touch rugby, like you're brilliant at touch rugby, and then someone comes in there and kicks you.
It wouldn't be a bad idea if when we're going to play one of these sides who were massive, we get a rugby team in for a training session, and then just push them about.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the ball. Pull them, push them, kick lumps out of them.
I'd like to focus on the positive effort that the positive contribution that Carlos Vela came when he came on. Do you remember the ball got stuck in his feet?
It's not. You know what? He gets 5 minutes at the end of a game. You bring on Jay Emmanuel Thomas.
It's not fair.
It's not
why
right.
Why are you picking on him?
He's the goal scorer.
He's been looking a bit tubby.
Oh come on, he's a goal scorer. He's filling out a bit.
We passed it really well. Even Diaby had a couple of good moments.
Yeah, but we always pass it well, though, don't we?
And we did look quite. Arshavin had a great shot. Could have gone in. Nasri got through, just missed.
Do you know,
those were the moments. One of those had to go in.
One of those goes in. And then
Arshavin has got the most last season. Arshavin hit a peach of a goal, didn't he?
He did. Same sort of shot.
That's what you need. And then we made defensive mistakes and lost 2-1. But you do need to get a blinding goal.
I'll never forget you next to me going, no, as Almunia comes running out yet again. Yeah. No!
Running out like a hooker, seeing Wayne Rooney thinking, I'm going to quids in here.
That's what you need. You're absolutely right, though. We got that second goal against Man United. Ben Foster makes that great save. We won that game.
Don't bring up the Man U game.
I'm just saying. By the way, can I read out a little email we got here?
I make my Arshavin point? He's got the most... He creates the most chances.
Read the email.
He creates the most. He's created
yes,
the most chances.
I know
chances.
He does. He's brilliant. He, was he really did good nothing on Sunday.
He was really good in the week, though.
He's a genius.
Partisan.
Guy.
He was really
well,
good.
I love
in
him.
Partisan.
But he is Stuart Little. He's too fucking small. Ian, what's the email sign?
This is from G Green. Gentlemen, he says, which
right,
I think is
all fine.
Right.
You're going to read it all.
No, I'm not.
I can see it's quite long.
No, I'm not. The first paragraph. It just says, "What a horror show that was at Chelsea." Well,
whatever.
We know that,
yeah,
right?
Whatever.
My only smile yesterday came when I remembered attending a software launch event at the Bridge in the summer in one of the swanky corporate boxes. After a few free beers, I took great delight in defacing all the coasters I could lay my hands on. They were emblazoned with the Chelsea crest, so I diligently wrote, "Shit club, no history," around the outside of all of them. It made me feel slightly better. Keep up the good work, Gazza the Gooner.
Well, yeah, no, all right, Gazza.
You know, we'll give you that one.
Yeah, never email me again. you can email us. I do like getting emails, despite my apparent dislike of them. At upforgrabs@playbackmedia.co.uk. And the app, you can get an Up for Grabs app, but it's being upgraded or something. Don't ask me, I don't know anything about it, but it's going to be improved. And you can get audio books for free from Audible, including the awesome Urban Trauma comedy DVD, which I recorded 12 years ago. And you can follow us on Twitter. There's a couple of emails here that I've got, one of which I quite like, I think.
Quite like?
Yeah, I quite liked it. Where is it? Right. It's quite long, actually. It is quite long, but I'm going to read it all. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, I thought you were reading it to yourself.
It's an email from Rob Keane.
Robbie Keane?
Rob Keane. Go
Robert
on,
Keane,
go on.
Right? Yeah. Alan. He just says Alan.
Thanks, Rob.
There are other people
cheers,
here.
Cheers.
Robbie
Keane. I like you already, Rob, because you've pissed him off. Alan, clearly you won't remember me, but I sat in the same row as you in the Champions League final. Yeah, well, that row went quite a long way.
Round the stadium.
I don't even remember, apart from I'm pretty certain I sat next to Keith. I don't remember any other people being there. I heard you say how upsetting you found it when people scream and shout, "Davis!" whenever Kevin Davis is in the opposition. Imagine how I feel. My name is Rob Keane.
Yeah.
That's quite good. And I said, watching the match among opposing fans. That wasn't quite what I said. It was about watching a match when you're supposedly a neutral, but secretly you're rooting for someone. But anyway, do you remember when we played Man U in the Rumbelows Cup or whatever it was in 91? Remember that 1991 season?
At Highbury.
I'm not looking at you, Ty. You might know.
At Highbury.
Was it a 6-2?
Yes, it was.
It was 6-2.
There
well
you
done.
Go.
Well
Lee.
Done.
Piss off. Talk about yourselves.
Lee Shaw.
Very good.
Lee Shaw
got a hat trick.
He danced well at the corner flag.
He danced at the corner flag. He's another tool. he's probably not. He's probably right. We lost 6-2 to Man U that night, and he was sitting amongst the Man U fans, and a large man in front of him kept turning around and hugging him every time they scored a goal. And he's got to keep quiet. They scored six goals.
Six,
the massive
Manx
kept turning around all bleary-eyed, giving him another hug. Oh, look at this brilliant night, isn't it? And if you remember, and I do vaguely remember this, we were 3-0 down and we got back to 3-2.
Mm.
And he had to pretend it was, and he was also in the Sheffield Wednesday end in the cup final replay. And
Andy Lineken.
He couldn't keep it. That's right.
Just
very
saying.
Good. Do you know, I didn't say it. I just
that's right. who took the corner that he headed in?
Stoney? Who took the
no,
corner?
It wasn't me. No.
Merce.
It was Merce.
There you
you're
go.
Doing very well tonight.
Total guess.
Yes.
Total
it
guess.
Was not total guess.
Give me a break.
Who was in goal for Sheffield Wednesday?
Chris Woods.
Chris Woods.
Very good.
Lineken!
Yeah.
I remember that.
Who played on a right wing for Arsenal?
Merce.
No.
Do you know what, actually? A quiz.
Kevin Campbell. It's come to this. I'm so annoyed about the weekend I'm doing you a quiz. He had to sit with the Sheffield Wednesday fans, and then Arsenal won, and he was jumping up and down in his seat celebrating, and he saw a crying 8-year-old child from Sheffield behind him. And he did, to his credit, Rob Keane, he didn't go, "This one's crying!" which he could have done.
He could have done.
He said, "Never mind, you'll get another chance again soon." And, of course, they haven't. And I imagine he's a very bitter 25-year-old. Now. And one final one for Tyo.
Right.
At Highbury, he had a season ticket in the Lower West next to the away fans. You remember the away fans
yep.
used to have that block in the West Lower?
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Once we were playing Palace, and they started singing small town in Tottenham, frankly nonsensical. Yeah, people have seen that. You're just a small town in Tottenham.
Makes no sense at all.
idiots. And he started singing Greenhouse That Burned Down. You're just a greenhouse that burned down.
All right.
Which is not bad.
Historically accurate.
We were in the West Lower as well, maybe.
Yeah, we were all in the West Lower. In fact, we all still are. Thank you, Rob.
Speaking of Arsenal quizzes, right?
Give me a question. Come on.
No. Come on. You have to keep quiet for that, first of all. Now, I'm going to do...
He's really touchy tonight.
Have you two had a row before we started?
We're having one now.
I know, I'm having one now. It's just continuous.
Save it for on air. I'm hosting an Arsenal quiz.
Where?
I'm hosting an Arsenal quiz. Well, it's at the Herbert Chapman on Holloway Road.
Yeah. When is it?
It's on the 28th of October. They told us not to mention it on the podcast because too many people will try and come, but I just thought, you know, we'll promote it. It's for Centre Point.
Most of our listeners live in America or something.
It's for Centre Point, which is the Arsenal charity.
28th of October at the
Herbert Chapman.
Is it teams or is it individuals?
I reckon we should have a team, actually.
Me and Rich.
A team of Alan and Rich.
You're not in my team.
Alan and Rich. I don't want to be on your team.
Good.
You two would be arguing over the women's answers, wouldn't they?
But anyway, so 28th Herbert Chapman.
And a fight broke out. The Up for Grabs team.
It's for Centre Point, who I'm actually running a marathon for, actually, which is the Arsenal charity.
You're running a marathon for the homeless.
I'm running for the Arsenal charity of the season.
What are the homeless doing? Are they running a marathon?
They're going to cheer me on.
You think they
they'll be on the route.
Sorry to be the voice of Keith, but can the homeless not run their own marathon? Why have people got to leave their perfectly nice homes and run a marathon?
They're out anyway.
A load of people are too lazy to get a flat. It's a bad
attitude. These are the views of Keith Dover.
It's a bad attitude.
Keith is in
donation
the building.
It's quiz night. I will be there at quiz night.
Listen,
homeless people. Here's an idea. Run a marathon.
Run yourself.
Raise some money.
I'll stick some stuff up on it on the website, on the Facebook group. But it's for Centre Point and it's going to be at the Herbert Chapman.
Okay.
We did win, by the way, this week. So can we get some cheer game?
Partizan.
Bill
Jack
Grade.
Wilshere. Jackie Wilshere.
Now, Jack Wilshere played very, very well at Stamford Bridge as well.
He can play. He's great.
In fact, to be honest, I mean, most of them played pretty well at Stamford Bridge.
Just
couldn't get through the Blue Forest. In front of them.
A few defensive errors.
And we outplayed them. And it was interesting that Ray Wilkins said it may not be pretty to watch, referring to his own team.
Ray, you're not wrong.
And I do remember when we played Millwall years ago at Highbury, and it was we were in the West Stand. Do you remember when we first sat in the West Lower and we had the seats right by the wall? Beneath us used to be families. A terrace, didn't it?
No, it was a terrace at first.
A terrace, which is where I used to stand when I was 13, 14.
Me too, those are the days.
And it was a terrace, and it was quite a long way down.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was all Millwall. So they spent the whole game...
turning around.
Not interested in the game, just giving us endless abuse. Patrick Marble was next to me, crapping himself the whole game, and eventually, by constant nagging, persuaded us to desert our regular seats and sit
up
the back. He kept saying, they're going to get up here, they're going to get up here. What would you do if they get up here? I said, they're not going to get up here. They're about 20 foot down. Look at the size of their bellies. These people can't climb. They're not going to get up here. And they were below us going, how can you watch this shit every week? How can you watch it? That was what they were like. Well, that's what I felt like watching Chelsea. I mean, it's all very well. You got the superpowered team, and they're all fantastic players, and they all worth a fortune, and they are going to win the league by miles.
But they played that way against us because of how good we are.
Yeah, they should be. That's the point, isn't it? This is the point, though.
It's different against us, though.
But why is it?
Because we're better than them. No, hear me out. Because we get the ball more. They're laughing at us having the ball. I said this last year, so it is last year's podcast. They laugh at us when we have the ball because we can't score.
Why don't they come and have a go?
Because they don't have to.
I get that.
They get beat.
I get that.
Because they don't have to.
But I'm glad I don't support that crap.
Me too.
I mean, they are tedious. They didn't even want to leave their own half in the second half.
They're pragmatic.
We had the whole, the ball for the whole game. I mean, I get it. You know, if you're a fan, we put up with George Graham's football away from home. Football, you know, yeah. We were quite happy with a 0-0 everywhere we went in the day.
And we had a right.
How can you sit there and watch that?
Well, it's easy to say from our perspective now, having watched 13 years of Arsene Wenger's team.
Well, yeah.
But it's pissing off enough people at Emirates now who moan for 5 years without a trophy.
Yeah,
but
they can sort
of. We used to have the blend, though, didn't we? We used to have a blend in 98 and in 2002 in particular, and I loved that side in 2002. We had a blend. We had Muscle, we had Sol Campbell, and we had Patrick Vieira. You don't get any bigger and harder than those two.
How many players from the team now would be in that team in 2002?
Jesus. Fabregas.
And that's it, innit? Maybe Van Persie, but maybe not.
No, we'd have Bergkamp.
Yeah, probably not. So one player. Well, you're that's right. Not good enough,
and
is it?
Cesc whatever struggled happens. To get in the side because the balance was so good with Gilbert.
Whatever happens, I'll always want to. You know, I love going on match day to go and watch our lot with you lot, which is actually quite good fun, and watching good football.
Thank you.
Well, fun whatever. For you, it might be.
And watching good football. And I'd like their trophies, but I know Chelsea fans who absolutely hate going and watching that shite every week. So at least we're not them.
It does remind me of Millwall.
And we're not Scousers either, by the way.
I sat there going, how can you watch us every week? Holy smoke, what's going wrong up there? There's a funny moment.
A little delayed,
really. I rewound it on the Sky Plus. I rewound it for Keith's benefit for a laugh. Rob, what's his name? Richard Keys.
Hairy hands.
I can't bear the bloke. Anyway, he announced that Blackpool had won at Anfield, and as he said it, Graham Souness winced. I mean, he really winced. He kind of pulled his shoulders and his elbows in, and his hands twitched, and his face grimaced, and he looked like, if he'd have been playing, there's no way they'd have lost that game.
Somebody would have lost a leg.
He really winced, and all those ex-Liverpool players who are all over the media and all over the phone-ins up there, I can't even imagine what it must be like. My mate Greg, as you know, is a good mate of mine, he's a Scouser. He texts me regularly on match day. And he's got a little boy, he's about one now, called Harry. And he said, do you think it would be child abuse to bring him up as a Liverpool fan?
Yeah. Tantamount, isn't it?
He said, Tantamount. I might make him a gooner. He lives in London now. I might make him a gooner. They're the only big club I can stand. A little worried looking at the league table and seeing Chelsea and Manchester City on top of the pile. Money talks. Do you think they will be the top two at the end of the season?
No.
At least we're not
really?
There.
Really?
No. I think we'll Man come, United will finish.
I think we'll come second. Really? Nah, yeah. Man U are looking a little bit shaky.
They're unbeaten, aren't they?
Well, I'm not into Man U.
Man U is,
I'm not feeling them.
A lot of draws.
Yeah, I know, a lot of draws, but you
don't
know
start a match with Rooney Owen and can't
be like, Rooney can't be like this all season, so I figure they're going to get better.
As soon as the in-laws get off his back, he'll be all right. Maybe he just needs a good shag.
Another one.
No, I reckon we'll come second.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Really?
I reckon we'll come second.
Okay. Note the date and time.
I don't think Man City are going to finish above us.
We have had hard away games.
And I've got 100 quid on it that they won't, so...
Listen, we've had a couple of bad... We've had one bad result and one we expected. It's not the end of the world, is it? We probably should have beaten Sunderland.
I've got a horrible feeling
that
Chelsea and Man City are going to finish top two.
Well, I mean...
Did you see the game between them the other week? That's another reason.
I know.
Why?
The most boring match I've ever watched in my life.
That's why Italian football stinks the house out. That's why I could never get into it when Serie A suddenly appeared on Channel 4 those years ago and it was supposed to be the coolest thing in the world to know all the clubs. And I'd used to turn it on. Give me 5 minutes of that. If you remember, Division 2, as I prefer to call it, it was on ITV in those days and I would regularly watch games between Scunthorpe and Preston.
Elton
Wellesby. There was just much better game, the championship.
Elton Wellesby was
around. Saying Elton Wellesby.
I miss him. Can we find Elton Wellesby, please? He was awesome on the match.
We could get him on the podcast.
He was awesome on the
match. Did you see Lee Dixon on Match of the Day when they talked about Allardyce? And they said, do you think Sam Allardyce? No, it was on Football Focus. Do you think Sam Allardyce could be the next England manager?
And he didn't.
It was beautiful.
Oh, Lee Dixon,
bang your head. He was laughing so much. Lee Dixon did not say anything. They all just sat there.
What are you supposed to say to this crap?
I think Lee Dixon was thinking, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything. Because he just thought, shut up.
He's a nice lad, Lee. He's a nice lad.
Yeah, it was a great moment. It was outside his trousers.
I've had an email from Dave Roberts. Greetings, fellow gooners. I wondered if, when Mr. Allardyce said, there has been, and only ever will be, one Sam Allardyce, he had forgotten he has a grandson called Sam. Keep up the great work on a podcast. I shall never email you again. Thank you, Dave.
Fantastic. You certainly
Thank
can.
Thank you, Dave. Lawrence Feingold, I think he's emailed before. I heard recently Bobby Pires is training with us. Did that go in?
I didn't see it, but it sounded like it did.
Oh, yeah. See, I did that without looking.
Sure.
See, yeah. I did it without looking. Do you know who I'm channeling when I do that?
Who?
What Muppet when I play pool against him tries to play shots without looking?
Listen, I've been.
You said you weren't going to do that anymore. Who was it who put you off when you realised what a poser he was?
was it David Dunn?
David Dunn doing the look away pass. And you said to me, "Do you know what? I can see why you get annoyed with me now when I do a look away shot at pool." Anyway. Lawrence Feingold says, Bobby Pires is training with us at the moment.
Apparently so.
And he has not got a club. How amazing it would be if we signed him up on a Sol Campbell deal.
Do you remember when he came back? You kept your sunglasses on. You had a little tear behind your eyes, didn't you?
I love Bobby.
Villarreal game.
Hey, Bobby.
We all love Bobby.
Oh, I love beautiful. Bobby.
I've been showing Alexander clips of Bobby, just showing what a great player he was.
Great player. Apparently totally flat feet. I don't know how he got around the pitch.
I think he used to track back.
He says... he could easily do what a certain Russian is doing for us at the moment. And well, that's just idiocy. Lawrence, you're an idiot. Never email me again.
I think that's a bit harsh.
I can't understand. I don't know what people want Arshavin to do. He's scored four or five goals this season.
I was saying that's a bit harsh on the bloke who wrote the email, because I think the players could
do. We talked about this the other day. He doesn't... For someone who's actually got this amount of assists and this amount of goals, he doesn't really do much else apart from that.
He rests a lot.
He gives the ball away. He doesn't look... Sometimes.
Have a look at yourself. The bloke's a genius.
I know he's a genius, but Diaby does one thing a game. Which seems to be enough. He makes one chance, he makes one goal a game.
I'm not saying I don't like him.
It's the curious case of Stuart Little. You want him to do a little bit more.
Well, you can see the talent in those magic tiny, tiny feet.
tiny feet.
It's got start right boots on. Yeah.
I know, he's an amazingly talented player. The guy's a genius.
I mean, you can hear about all day, like Theo, and run into walls and things, but anyway.
How many assists has he done this season?
Arshavin, I dread to think. 30,000.
Which is not bad for our goal scoring record.
It's three a game.
There's a bloke here, James Rife, who wants us... last year we used to shout, BANK! Whenever Kleb or anyone was refusing to shoot, as soon as they got to the edge of the six-yard box, that's not close enough. He wants us to shout, STAY OR SIT!
when Alex Song leaves his position in front of the back four.
John Obi Mikel.
He's decent, isn't he?
I mean, I know it was 16 million or whatever, but he just sits there. He does that job all day long.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no requirement on any Chelsea player to show any attacking talent, invention, flair, or player. Well, there's no 1-2 has been played at Stamford Bridge for 8 years. No one's beaten a man. No one cares about any of that. They just defend, and they have lethal, lethal strong.
Yeah, but you don't want to watch them, do you?
I don't want to watch them.
And Alex Song is missing Cess.
I don't think you shout stay or sit. I think you shout stand, which is what people used to shout.
Well, John Obi Mikel...
In the old days, you won't remember this. In the days of hooliganism, when there was a bit of running around outside the ground, there'd usually be a couple of fat blokes in the middle of the road going, STAND!
Only because they couldn't move.
STAND! And you were all supposed to stand with them against the onrushing crowd.
I just heard on the way here that FIFA have banned Nigeria. So John Obi Mikel won't be doing anything for the next couple of weeks.
Ban Nigeria from playing for
government interference.
Good luck, Jonathan's getting involved with the team.
Good luck, Jonathan's trying to pick the team.
I thought they banned him and then not banned him.
That was Togo.
They banned him again.
Wasn't that Togo?
Oh, congratulations, by the way, on the 50th anniversary of Nigeria.
It's actually the 75th, but we were lying to you.
He's got your gag ready.
That was funny. That was beautiful.
He's got your gag ready.
Straight off the bat.
The timing was just perfect.
Excellent gag. Well done.
Did you plan that whole little
thing before? No idea. The last thing I thought he was going to do was something funny. Andrew Wiggin. Hello, chaps. I was browsing the net and came upon...
Don't finish that.
He looked... looks on the Wikipedia page about me. Don't waste your life, mate.
Did you write that?
I tried to write it because there was loads of stuff on it that was bollocks, and then I got banned by Wikipedia for writing on it.
You got banned for running your own page.
You know, we need verification. Well, it's me.
Well, why don't we do it? We'll do it because we can get on.
Mate, just write what you like. I couldn't give a toss.
Tay, I'll leave that to you.
Tay, go straight on after the show.
I'm already plotting.
Go for your life. I wouldn't respect you if you didn't.
You don't anyway.
I might if you do it now. Listen, shut up for a minute.
Go on.
He says, Alan Davis missed an episode of QI because he was attending an Arsenal football match. Now, I would like to say...
You've missed loads.
It was... I only missed the one episode. It wasn't just an Arsenal football match, although that is the attitude of the producers of QI. It was, in fact, the Champions League final. And I had forewarned them at quarterfinal stage that it might happen and said to them, I can do any other day in May or any day in June, but I cannot guarantee my presence on May the 17th. That's 3 months in advance.
Fair enough.
And they thought that I wouldn't, you know, they just thought I'd turn up on the day.
I remember this.
We were playing Barcelona in Paris.
In Paris, yeah.
Okay, and so we've got one on Wednesday. Yeah, good luck with that.
All right. Are you getting in?
Hope you enjoy it. And the panel was Phil Jupiter and Graham Garden, who's one of the nicest men in the world.
Yeah.
And Johnny Vaughan, and it was the only time...
One of the goodies, by the way. Do you know who they are?
Not,
I'm asking Tao.
Do you know who the goodies are?
Neither of them, by the way, have ever appeared on the show since, Graham Garden or Johnny Vaughan. I feel bad about that.
Angus Dayton, he missed the Champions League final in 1999.
Yeah, to do Have I Got News For You. And the thing was that they were recording Have I Got News For You on the Thursday... But he still missed it, even though it was on the Wednesday.
No, he said he didn't think he might not be able to get back for whatever
reason. And then budget. When he got caught out for shagging some coked-up lunatic in a hotel, he shat all over him. And he must have thought, why did I bother? I could have been in Barcelona watching his fluker win in the injury time against Bayern Munich. And who was that defender? That was he Ghanaian defender? It was
Asamoah.
Thumping his fist in the ground.
Asamoah.
It wasn't Bowley, was it?
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't Buzzaway. It was beating the ground like
beating the ground, and they used that on FIFA for about 3 years afterwards. Whenever you beat anyone in a final, there was always some black guy in the background smashing his fist into the ground.
I never even made the connection.
Have there been any other games when any of you guys? Oh mate.
What?
Never email me again.
What does he want to know?
Hey, have you ever skipped work or got out something important to watch the Arsenal? Yes, obviously we have.
Of course we have.
Idiot, of course we have.
Were we playing at home on your wedding, or did you actually plan your wedding?
No. Wouldn't you think my wedding day would be on a home game? Are you mental?
There's 11 people missing.
We were playing, including
the bridegroom.
It was January, wasn't it?
It was Ewood Park. So, in January. Yeah, so it seems to be the perfect choice.
It was quite funny the other
I do remember Damien looking across to me as during the what do you call it when you have a meal
wedding.
On a wedding day?
The
wedding. Sitting down for dinner or whatever you call
the dinner.
It. And he goes, Gilberto's been sent off.
That went down the table.
Gilberto's been sent off.
That went down the table.
Apparently it was a diet Robbie Savage or something, you know. And I was going, don't tell me anymore. All right, what are you telling me that for? It's my wedding day.
It's just about
don't tell me
speech.
Anything else.
It was quite funny.
Anyway,
the other
later
day.
On, he went. He just held up his 2-0. I know. And Thierry Henry on that day scored one of the all-time great goals.
What little exchange with Fabregas?
He went
comes
up the
inside.
Touchline. He dribbled along the touchline in the rain and the mud, eluding four or five of them.
Fabregas's pass
played it to Cesc, who of course had the 360 vision and
perfect
rolled
pass.
It into his path and then lashed it in off the bar. Corner.
Lovely goal, that
one of the great goals. I've got a few things written down. I have no jokes this week, but I do think that Alan Hansen wants to shag Clarence Seedorf. I just feel
there
like
was a little bit too much touching.
There's something going on there.
There's a lot of touching.
He sees a pundit there, and he wants to be like him.
He wants to be him. Doesn't
Clarence Seedorf is fantastic.
Is he 43 and he's still playing for Milan? Is that what he said the other day? Seedorf.
He can't possibly be 43.
You know what? He said 43, and then I thought, really? He can't be 43.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on Carl Henry's tackle on Yordi Gomez?
Tackle, assault.
So I went back and had a look at the Rosicki one the other day. All the complaints that he made at the time, saying Arsenal players.
Oh, Carl Henry's foul on Rosicki.
Yeah. So
was that last season?
It was last season
when he got sent off.
Look. And shouts to...
Oh, yeah, he got sent off the Emirates, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Shouts to 7am, did a good blog a couple of weeks ago saying about Carl Henry, something's got to happen soon. And there you go, 2 weeks later, he nailed him.
Yeah, but I mean...
He's a horrible player.
The thing was, it was a bad tackle because he's a bad player. Because it was a situation where you could imagine him going for the ball, but he got nowhere and absolutely... And he was so late. It was a classic case of the foreigners a bit too quick for you, mate.
Worse than De Jong?
De Jong. And I feel... this is awful. Ben Arthur is a...
Just lovely
player.
A real
quality player. Yeah. Who's someone that Arsenal.
So easily played for us.
Had a look at over the years, but I mean, he's a quality player. You come to England, and if you're a skillful player like that, you come to England and you're risking your legs, really. Because in England, they allow you to make tackles like De Jong made. And don't give me all this. He played the ball. What was he doing with his other leg?
Didn't even give a foul.
Why did he go for him with his other leg? He's won the ball. What's he doing?
Martin Atkinson saw it and decided to not act on it. That's why there's nothing going to retrospectively happen to
you. No one can tell me, and I'm sick of hearing, right? No one can tell me. I'm sick of hearing no one goes out to hurt someone. No, every one of those guys who goes into a hit like that goes in as hard as they can.
Yeah. Let them know
let them know you're there.
It's part of their game.
That's what I'm saying. On Match of the Day, Lee Dixon didn't even.
It's part of their
him.
Game. And I know there's no point tackling half-heartedly because you're more likely to get hurt, Robin. But there's no need to go in like a train.
Shamak jumped out of a tackle the other day with Ramirez.
And I feel really bad for Ben Arthur. De Jong, well, we saw what he was like in the World Cup.
But do you not feel, I know we're being paranoid here, I'm being paranoid, but do you not feel that some more's been said? More's been said about it. More's been talked about it in the press today. If you read it, because it wasn't one of ours. Well, not because.
No, I don't think so.
Not because it wasn't one of ours.
No.
But there just seems to be the way that the Holland coach came out and has just dropped him for a start is a bit of a touch.
Has he?
Yeah, he's dropped him for the next game. He said, "I think he goes in too rashly, and I can't condone that." So he's dropped him from the next Holland squad.
Van der Vaart is really classy.
That is class. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he's a shame, though, isn't he? The Holland coach, because of what happened in the World Cup final, and Van der Vaart for the entire tournament.
Well, what happened with Ryan Shawcross soon after the Ramsey incident? He was being talked up for England.
He got selected
in the England squad. So there's your difference. And if anyone had said. And I'm don't want to lay into Shawcross again because I get so much fucking abuse from Stoke fans, it's unbelievable. But. If anyone had said, you can't beat Shawcross after he's made a foul like that and nearly possibly ruin the career of one of the best young players this country's seen in 20 years, we don't know yet. You can't leave. If anyone had said you can't play for England, there would have been absolute uproar. But I can't imagine that in the Netherlands there is uproar about De Jong being left.
No,
it's only a one-game ban. It's a statement, isn't it?
It says something about it. You can't tackle like that. He went with his other. It's his trailing leg, his right leg. He kicked the guy.
Horrible. It was
no need for it. Yeah. And I feel really bad for Ben Arthur. He's out for 6 months. What can you do?
You just kicked me then, Tao, for what is it? Some sort of symbolism or something?
It was quite a nice.
I was thinking of Alex Song. I just kicked
right,
you. Do you think that Alex Song, since he started looking like Norman Beaton,
he's lost the plot.
Yeah. It's the hair, we said.
He is playing like an elderly hairdresser instead of one of the world's best holding midfielders. Stoke City have got a centre forward called John Walters.
Oh, yeah.
Who they signed from the Championship. I don't know what club. Was it Ipswich?
I don't know. He scored
the winning goal against Blackburn, who were managed, of course, by the unique, the one and only Real Madrid's next manager in waiting.
The one and only, aside from the grandson.
The one and only, apart from my grandson, Fat Sam Allardyce. The lovely thing about that is that Walters was dumped by Allardyce in a previous life down the divisions.
Brilliant.
And he's come back to haunt him. Email from Tony Dennis. Hello, Alan and the rest.
Yeah, thanks. We're just an amorphous mass.
Are we just a supporting cast or what?
Me, you, and the other one.
This will, probably, be the one and only time I email you, so don't email me. Again, comment will not be required on this occasion.
Preemptive strike is what that is.
Never email me again. He says he wants a chant about Tottenham not having won the league for 50 years.
All right.
And I think it goes 50 years, 50 years, 50 years, 50 years. I think we've already got
it. That's it.
Mark Hager, gentlemen.
Hagar, isn't it?
Brackets.
Hagar the Horrible.
And Tyo, close brackets.
Yeah. Oh, it's more personal.
Whatever.
To the tune of Monster Mash, I was sitting in my seat on match night when my eyes beheld a horrible sight. When Almunia decided to leave his line, but honestly, it was no big surprise. He is a prat. He is a massive prat. A massive prat. All he does is flap. He is a prat. He does his Morris dance. He is a prat. Buy a keeper!
Oh.
Thank you, Mark. I really enjoy
you
that.
Put some effort into that. Thank you very much.
I was singing a note to Ashley Cole in the shower earlier on. Do you remember the Lauryn Hill song?
Oh,
what is wrong with you?
Stop it, Alan, stop him. Oh. I don't now.
Get over yourself.
No, I don't now. Do you not remember that?
No.
No, I don't want to think you about you in the shower.
You? Thank you.
Thinking about Ashley Cole.
All right, fair enough. I miss him.
Stuart Roberts says he's got a song for all the ageless Africans out there. I keep telling you I'm 30. Why don't you believe me? I keep telling you I'm 30. I got my passport with me. No, not that one. Believe me, please. Oh, my hip's gone. That is from Stuart Roberts of Boston, Lincolnshire. Thank you, Stuart. Excellent comedy.
Do you know that Kanu is actually, his Wikipedia says, he's actually younger than me. He's like, you are not.
Kanu's older than Norman Beaton.
It says Kanu's younger than you.
Kanu's apparently.
Kanu could sit around with you and reminisce about the days before there was a black sitcom on Channel 4. That's how old Kanu is.
Sit around and tell me about the Biafran War.
We're playing, England are playing Montenegro.
And
when?
What? And what?
On the 12th, I think.
Whatever.
A very important qualifier.
Yeah.
We have to win
so
that.
So Little Jackie's been picked for both squads? Or is that,
oh, they're
right?
Doing it again.
What is going on? Another one. Well, they did it with Walcott last
They've got to play Romania. The under-21s have got to play Romania twice. If they beat them 5-0 in the first leg, they'll stick him in the first team, I think. I think that's how that works. If they need him for the second leg, they'll have a choice to make.
What is going on? Why can't they just choose one? He's good enough for the first
team. Well, two things are going on. One is the Italians have a higher regard for under-21s than we do, and the other thing is we have an absolute Pulis-type Neanderthal in charge of the under-21 side.
Stuart Pearce.
And he's a fool and a moron. And the way he treated Theo Walcott the summer before last was a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. And I'm sick of hearing him saying, well, Arsene Wenger's got his issues and I've got mine. Just get on your knees and kiss the very ground that Arsene Wenger walks on. You might pick up something. He's a mug and an idiot. So it's a shame. But there it is. Jack Wilshere will probably have to play for both sides for the next 2 years. And then he'll get an injury and probably miss the 2012-2013 season or something. But I'm very proud of Jack. And he has...
As we all are.
I really, really, really hope that we're paying him 200 grand a week already and that he stays with us for 20 years. I will see you, Birmingham at home.
Yeah.
See you later, mate.
Ta-da.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at arsenalupforgrabs.com. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on this podcast, please call our marketing partners Sports Revolution on 0207 580 2850 or drop them a line at info@sportsrevolution.co.uk.